Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yeah, you rock this, baby. What's up, AfterBuzzers? Welcome to the original Season 3, Episode 13. You guessed it, Heart-Shaped Box. I'm Roxy Stryer. You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. This amazing rocker chick lady to my left, Katie Campbell.
What's up, guys? You can find me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell.
Can we get another little preview of it?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't know.
No, we got to go back up with the music for a second just to watch Katie kind of rock out. Hey. But, yeah,
mostly I can't, like, I don't know.
Katie's getting, like, thanks, her whole Jonathan. Body. I think it's mostly just, like, the head that needs to really
oh,
go.
Oh, was I, like, really leaning
yeah,
forward?
Yeah, you were, like,
this?
Leaning forward.
I kind of want to see her, like, full on with the hair and just everything.
Yeah, I'm a little restrained right now because of these, that's why.
Because of the cans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's why you're not that's doing why. It. And of course, in the chat room as your chat mistress, it's Tiana Hobson.
Hello, everyone. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at the Tiana Hobson, and I'm on the chat roll on my phone tonight, so if I'm looking down, I'm not ignoring Roxy. Yes, I am. But I'm actually just talking to you guys on my chat roll.
Thank you for always just being so kind to me.
Okay, but I have to say this. I don't know if you guys have noticed yet, but Roxy has gone blonde.
If you're on iTunes, you can't tell
you can't
by the sound of my voice that now I'm blonde.
Maybe you can. Could.
Maybe I've actually started to make some really careless mistakes recently, but I'm having a lot more fun. I'm kind of living up to the stereotype of blonde.
It kind of brings your eyes out more.
It's my inner Caroline. Caroline drink.
Ever since you went blonde, you've been making these mistakes?
I did some silly things. Like today I lit a candle and then pipes started banging together. I thought the candle was making the noise, not the pipes. So, you know, things like that. Anyway, guys, you guys are here on AfterBuzz TV, AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV. You can find us on iTunes, on SoundCloud, wherever you are. As you know from Tiana, we love reading what you have to say. So write a comment. Let us know your thoughts.
They like your hair.
Oh.
Roxy
oh my
hair
gosh.
On fleek.
If you told me that they didn't like it, I would have had to, like, get up and take a moment out of the show, so.
No, my favorite right now, Price Right. Roxy looking like a Caucasian Beyonce.
Oh.
Katie and Tiana look good, too.
Wait, do you know that I really, when I saw the color of this, I was like, oh my God, I'm Beyonce.
Did you really?
I'm Queen R.
Queen R.
Yeah, that's how I felt. See, I was saying silly things like that. guys, let's break down tonight's episode. Overall, how did you feel?
I liked it.
That was the least enthusiastic I've ever seen you. Katie says yay.
You know, I did. I liked it. I enjoyed it. And I don't know. I feel scared about the whole Aurora thing. I'm over her. She's annoying me. She's crazy. We need to kill her.
You're over what the actress is doing or you're over the character?
The character.
You're just over just, it.
She needs to go away. She's causing too many problems.
Okay. All right.
You know Katie doesn't like it when her vampires are at risk.
They're
so.
In danger.
No, it's 100% about Elijah. That is the only reason Katie said it. Yeah. Very clear.
Well, I love all of them.
I know. You're the lover of love. You know. What did you think, T?
I liked tonight's episode. I'm confused with how the future is going to go, but I think that's also what brings excitement to the show, is that there's so many unanswered questions, and gosh, I really wanted Aurora to die tonight, but didn't quite happen.
I love when we say things like, I'm confused on how the future is because I haven't read the scripts and I'm not in the writer's room. Like, ditto, T.
I knew she wasn't going to die when Klaus said, Aurora dies today. Oh, well, you know that's not going to happen then.
But it would have been so nice if it had a... They had a great brotherly moment. You saw the Michelson clan, like, uniting, and it was so empowering and great.
I will say that I'm loving that Elijah and Klaus are not bickering right now, and they're teaming up. My favorite is when the brothers are the center of the show, so I really like that. Same thing that I feel about Vampire Diaries. I love when the brothers over there are great. So I thought tonight was a really good episode, even though it seemed a little bit like an in-between episode, like a setup for us.
Yeah.
But I like where we seem to be going. And you know who else I think probably died tonight of happiness is Claylee fans out there. Because we got a really sweet Claylee moment. They're sitting on that bench and... Klaus said the nicest thing he's ever said about Jackson in his entire life. He's like, it's easy to say nice things. He was a good guy. I was shocked to hear those words come out of his mouth after he'd already picked fights earlier with Freya, with everybody else, with Marcel. He said something really nice.
Yeah, well, thank goodness he did, because I feel bad for Jackson and what happened to him.
Do you?
I do. I mean,
do you, Katie?
The Elijah thing's gonna happen, but it wasn't the right timing right now, you know, and it wasn't then, so it's okay. Jackson was a good guy.
If we didn't hurt it enough, I don't know how T survived after tonight's episode.
I want to say that what I've been saying this whole time is that I wanted Hope to remember how much Jackson loved her, and I'm glad that Kaylee straight up said that tonight. And that was the whole purpose of her bearing his heart and everything was, you know, for Hope to have a place to come visit him. And I think that Klaus is smart that he says to her, you know, I'm glad that, or that he was a good man.
Yeah. I thought that was really important.
Which I think is very big of Klaus to say because they also, you know, had a lot of differences as well.
How did you feel about Klaus wanting Haley to take over Cammy Watch? Did you think that was mostly about Klaus trying to help Haley do something, or was that mostly about him trying to protect Cammy?
I think he was kind of... He knows that Cammy's not going to listen to him right now, so he's putting it in somebody he trusts, Haley. You know, he trusts her, and I think he thinks that she could get through to him, or to her, so... He was putting that in her hands. Also, he had to go deal with some other stuff.
He's a busy man.
Yeah. But he knew that she could get through to Cammy, possibly, because Cammy doesn't want to listen to Klaus right now. And they're fighting, and they keep fighting. And until she becomes herself, or, you know, becomes who she is as a vampire, she needs to continue to learn how to be a vampire, then they might not get along.
Mm. I was just so happy to see Cammy not be a little brat this episode. I mean, initially, we got the bratty side of her, but then when she just frickin' followed Haley and went along with it and actually was Haley's friend for a second, I had my first, oh my gosh, maybe I could like her as a vampire moment. Just happened?
I did, too. She actually was listening for once and not just arguing it every step of the way, and I love what Haley said to her. It's great that you have this bag of stuff, but once you paralyze them, what next? You have to learn how to defend yourself as a vampire, or else you're actually going to be dead. The next time you die, you're going to be dead for real.
I've been annoyed with some of Cammy's decisions lately, but I also have been keeping in mind in the back of my head that she's a new vampire, and she's angry, and she's upset, and she admitted that. She's just doesn't know what to do because she's trying to cope with what happened to her. She's dead, but I do think she's going to come around. I've always believed that she will come around, and I love Cammy, and she's going to be another Cammy that I love as a vampire.
You're with her.
Katie loves
the
everyone.
End. I had no idea you liked her. I just am excited to see her have her own identity outside of Klaus. Let her figure out who she is before any of us can figure out whether we want them together or not. I just want Cammy to know what it means to be Cammy. Mm-hmm. So I think that Haley is really pushing her in the right direction. Not that fighting's always the answer, but in this world, knowing how to defend yourself, super important. So I loved watching this. we can pause on the next part for a second after
storylines
were
very
gym.
Mixed together tonight. So.
They're super intertwined, which is how you know it's great writing when mm-hmm. everything kind of starts piecing together like that. We can move over my favorite part of the episode though. Oh my god!
Here it comes!
It's Colvita time. Okay, so I didn't watch this episode until Sunday, so because I like to watch it fresh and come in here and talk about it. You guys at home are so amazing, tweeting, Colvina, Roxy, Colvina, Colvina. The anticipation was through the roof for me, and it didn't let me down. Oh, this was so good.
It was so good. I almost tweeted out earlier today because I watched it earlier, and I was like, oh my gosh, Colvina feels are real right now.
I wanted every meme in the world. Like, every second they were together, every word he said, I was like, write that down, Roxy, write that down. I don't know why. I'm going to put it on my wall or something. Katie, how did you feel?
I know. I loved it. I'm just really sad that they didn't even get to kiss at the end
there.
They did.
They got a second. They barely got a second.
You really think it was just like maybe a peck, but then he was gone. I'm just sad. I feel like...
You wanted a real makeout?
Yeah. I wanted them to get... And I want him to stay.
Would it be weird if she made out with a ghost, though?
No.
No.
Because it's him.
In the supernatural world, we're just okay with that happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess so. I feel like the ghostliness and the intensity of the kiss, like maybe a heavy breathing, is what put out the candle, though. I was like, when they were moving in, and they're moving a little slow, I'm like, move slower than that. Like, he's going to disappear. I saw it coming from a million miles away.
Or take a couple steps away from the candle so that you don't... risk that?
Or use some blockage or something. Gosh. I was with you that I wanted the kiss to be longer, but at least they did have a moment. Hashtag worst date ever. Too funny.
But how did you feel? Because the last time we saw Cole, he told her not to join the Strix coven. She did it anyway, and then he comes back and he says, I really wish you hadn't have done this. And I know that what's-her-face had...
Aya.
No, Ariana,
yeah.
She told her, like, you know, I would do anything. Like, if I had to make the choice over again, I would do this, too, to get what I wanted. So that kind of pushed Davina to go with them. But now he's saying, regardless of how much you love me, you should not have done this.
I feel him. I get it. But I think Davina is smarter than people give her credit for. So I don't think we can compare the situation to Ariana because we don't know her and we don't know in which ways she's able to manipulate, compartmentalize, etc. So I feel like Davina can really pull this off.
Well, and another good thing, too, is that Marcel is the leader of the Strix, so he can kind of help protect her a little bit. I mean, I think Aya's still going to come strong with her demands and she's going to be crazy, but Davina is smart and Davina had, you know, well, if... I'm going to help you, then you better help bring Cole back. And they both kind of went at each other, well, if I'm going to help you bring Cole back, it's only going to be for a second. And then she's like, but you got to leave us talking alone. So I think Davina comes back and fights, and I think she's strong. So I'm not really too worried about
it. I'm still worried because, I mean, Cole had to tell Davina because she's still like, oh, well, I is going to help me if you help us. And he's like, she never keeps her promises or her word. Mm. And that's something that Davina clearly did not think about because mm-hmm. now she's like, well, then when we'll get you back and then us together can take her down. So I don't know. I like Davina, but I still think that she's very naive and she
definitely
puts her trust in the wrong people a lot of times. And I mean, we can talk about Marcel later, but he's supposed to be the leader of the Strix, but this episode Aya was still taking, like, putting him in his place like he was second string. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I don't think that Aya really cares if he's supposed to be the leader. She's still calling all the shots.
Speaking of mm-hmm. Aya, what do we feel like happened with Cole and Aya? Or at least with Cole and the Strix? Because it's referenced again tonight as she says hello or whatnot.
Cole has a bad history with a lot of people. When we first met Cole back in Vampire Diaries, he wasn't liked by a lot of people because he just didn't care. He was for himself. He was, you know, he's playing with dark objects in season two we saw. So I think he's got a lot of bad past relationships with people.
I love that you say it like a hobby. Like, some people play with dolls. He was just playing with his dark objects.
Like. But here's the thing. If someone who is as manipulative and dark as Cole has been in the past, and he is unwilling to trust Aya or want to be a part with her, then that means that she really must have crossed some line that even he wouldn't have crossed.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a very, very deep, dark center core of the universe line, because we've seen Cole do some horrible things.
And not only that he wouldn't have crossed, but probably that his brothers wouldn't have crossed either. So I don't know what that could be.
Mm-hmm.
Very intense. Back to Colvina for a second, though. They're in love. They're so cute together. Her little smile when Marcel's like, I'll help bring him back. And Davina, like, we freeze framed on her almost. It's like, it was perfect. I think that they bring out the best in each other. It's the only person she clearly trusts, and I love it. That being said, worried that they're playing with our heartstrings a little bit. We've had Cole in a couple episodes. Cole's supposed to come back next week. When are we actually just going to either crush Davina's heart and kill him off for good, or bring him back into the world so that we can keep him?
I've heard rumors, aka through the chat roll, that the answer to your question is coming sooner rather than later.
Like,
but I won't tell
week?
You which way it's going.
Wait.
Like, within the next two episodes, we're supposed to figure out
if he's
back or if he's gone forever.
Okay.
But I won't tell you which one,
yeah,
because
I don't
like spoilers, and they've been telling me which way it's going. But guys, don't ruin it for Roxy!
I think that he's going to stay. I don't know what they're saying, but I think he's going to stay, because we're going to hear more about this dark story, maybe with Aya or something. But
oh.
And then when he comes back, there's going to be something that they had to pay the price for bringing him back, and that's going to be something fun for the writers to play with.
Yeah. I really hope that this isn't the kind of thing where they're just dangling something in front of us just to rip it away.
Like Rebecca.
Yeah, like Rebecca.
Exactly. Like Rebecca.
That's what...
Damn it.
P.S. Rebecca and Marcel are one of the most underrated couples
I love them.
I haven't even thought about that in a while. What? Now I'm pissed. Like, you kind of give me Colvina, you rip Claroline away from me, and where is Rebecca? Gosh, Originals, you're playing with my heart.
So I guess you just never liked Elijah with anyone then, huh?
Nope. Nope.
Aww.
I'm not trying to be mean. I don't know why. It just hasn't happened for me yet. It's not that I don't like him with people. It's that
I haven't found the right girl for him yet.
I haven't shipped anybody with him, really.
I have.
Really?
Yeah, we know you want him with Elijah, whatever,
yeah.
But...
Elijah.
Just Elijah.
Elijah.
But
hey,
I like that better. Hey, Elijah.
Hey, Elijah. What of?
Yeah, you're like the bitchy girl in school. Hey, Elijah. Rude. I haven't found anybody for him yet, but that doesn't mean I won't. Maybe my heart will grow less cold. And, you know, maybe blondes have softer hearts.
I just see him with, like, an older woman.
I could see it. I'm loving everything in the chat right now, by the way, guys. If you don't already, join us live at 7 p.m. Pacific time on Sundays, because this chat is life right now.
Out of control.
Yeah.
All the way live.
Tiana likes you guys better than us anyway, so you might as well come be her friend.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so moving on to this.
Oh, sorry, the chat is saying, what about Gia?
Gia! Every time. Great call.
I liked him, but I like them together, but I didn't think it was going to be like a final story ending.
I was totally fine with it. Like how I felt with him and so many others. Sure.
I just think that they were having a moment that they both felt like they needed somebody at the moment.
What was that little squeak you just made?
Oh, I was gonna say what she was saying.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They both just needed each other in that moment, and it was a perfect time for both of them, and they had a great relationship while it lasted, and then you move on, sadly not for her.
Well, because in his heart it was Haley, and it still is. And
yep. Speaking of hearts, why we get Colvina is because we need to figure out what the secret ingredient is. Davina convinces Aya that Cole has to come back because he's the only one who knows. Cole comes back and is like, I'm not going to give it to you. I don't want to. Davina, being the smart girl she is, figures it out. They need the only unsired heart that exists.
Who did you guys think it was going to be?
I knew it.
You? Oh,
how'd you? How did, like, instantly you knew?
Instantly. The second they said it, it took me a minute. I paused.
Oh, no.
It was like...
No, guys. Ooh. Instantly. Because do you remember when Tristan invited them to that little masquerade ball and he...
Do you remember in season one, episode 12?
Okay. It was this season. And Haley was standing there and then he danced with her and he was talking to her about how she's so different because she's not from anybody's blood. She's her own bloodline. Oh. So I was like, oh my God, Haley, she's in danger. Instantly.
Your Haley senses went off.
Yeah.
My girl's in danger.
For some reason, I instantly went to Cammy, but that was just, like, the first name that flashed. I was like, Cammy! Wait, no, it can't be Cammy. That's not a thing. I was like, Hope!
Hope's
not really... She's not a vampire yet or anything. We don't know what she's gonna turn out to be and stuff, so I wasn't with Katie's.
Jurdev says... Tiana talks so much sense. So your nonsense makes sense
makes
to somebody,
sense. Thank
at least.
You, because I just feel like I talk and talk, and then eventually I stop.
I thought of Hope immediately, too, and I don't know why. I was just thinking,
I'm just thinking of who's, like, innocent and the newest.
But Hope, somebody just said it up there, I thought Hope was sired to Haley, because she might be sired to Haley, Jessica Watson.
No, I don't think Hope's sired to anybody, because I don't think she's a vampire.
Well, she's in her... She's got werewolf, witch, and vampire blood. I think she's going to be this big, huge player eventually.
Yeah, but she doesn't drink blood.
Yeah, I mean,
does
I don't
she?
Think that
is
any
Hope
of,
drinking blood?
No, and that's why I don't think that she's a vampire. Yes, she was conceived from a vampire, but I don't think that maybe it's like a werewolf gene where it has to be triggered kind of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe because there's vampire blood inside of her, once she does die one time, she's going to instantly be reborn because that blood runs in her veins forever because that is who her father is.
Yeah, exactly. Just because I'm curious in the chat and I feel so lame sometimes, a lot of people are saying that Colvina is stable. What is stable? Like, stable?
Like, I think like their relationship is stable.
Stable? Okay. Like, that's not, like, a cool word, like a teen word, like shipping or anything?
I don't think so.
Oh. I don't think
just,
it's...
Just, like, the actual definition of stable. Like, they're solid.
Yeah.
And they'll be okay. All right. I felt lame for a second, so I need you guys to clarify for me. So we have to get this heart. I feel as if what they end up doing is one of the biggest loopholes that we have ever had on the originals. I will give it to them because, all right, I don't want to see Haley die. But are you serious, dude?
I know.
Did you feel that way?
I was. A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, because, I don't know, it just didn't seem logical. But the whole time I was thinking to myself, even if they killed every member of the Strix, now that people know how to break a sire line, no one's going to rest until it's done. So Haley would then have to live her whole life kind of on the run and fearful that someone's going to come up to rip her heart out. Kind of like Elena with the cure. That's where my mind went. So I was like, how are they going to finish this like in a finite way where like her life isn't in danger anymore? And this was
how they plan to do it. What if they mess up and the heart's no longer there? I mean, is all the other werewolf and are there any more of them out there
that have the same heart?
Yeah.
No, it was they mirror image
alphas.
Yeah.
Okay. But then they're going to be after her if something happens to this heart.
I don't think anything's going to happen. I think they're going to get it right the first time. And again, I'm glad Haley lived through this, but once more, poor Jackson. The only thing we have left of him, this show craps on him. And his heart is now in Marcel and Aya's hands. And not only that, but really, they have the same heart. And so that counts as a heart that's unsired. Jackson wasn't even a freaking vampire. Like, I keep saying I'll give it to them, so I need to calm down. But this was outrageous.
Is it normal for somebody, for her to take the heart and be like, I'm going to bury this?
It was all that she had left because they had to do the whole, like, werewolf-style burial for him.
Right, but why did she keep the heart? Why didn't they just, like, werewolf-style bury?
That's what we started the episode with. She said, I want a place for Hope to be able to go to. So she knows how much.
She, like, took his heart. She could have cut a piece of his hair
they had
and,
already,
like, tied it with a ribbon.
No, because they had already taken... Aya had already taken his heart out of his body before...
Pause. Kitty, what?
I was going to try and save her from that if I keep going.
Kitty, what did you want?
I was just saying you could, like, cut a lock of his hair and, like, tie a ribbon around it.
Yeah, but, like, so she wears it around as, like, a necklace or something?
No, but I don't know.
What's the ribbon for?
I don't know.
To make it pretty?
Yeah.
To keep the locks of hair together.
To keep it together, you know?
Because, you know, if I were to clip Katie's hair, like, all these are separate strands right here.
Oh,
so tie the ribbon to keep it together.
He had pretty hair.
Do you guys see what I'm working with? Are you guys witnessing this?
I'm just helping her out. I want to say that...
That's true friendship and love.
Yeah. Grave robbing, to me, is just not okay.
So you're pissed at Marcel?
I can't say that I'm pissed at Marcel because to say that is to say that I wanted Haley to die. Because this was the only solution. So I have to be okay with the solution. I just want Haley, Hope, Jackson to get a freaking break.
I know.
To already lose your husband despite your feelings on how you felt about Haley and Jackson. Put that aside for a second. Put my feelings aside for a second. She just lost her husband, her baby's alone, her family's constantly being threatened by some outside force of, like, a magical realm. And then to top it all off, right when she thinks she's finally laid this guy to rest, who's done nothing but love her his whole life, then they come and steal his heart? Well, like, give me a freaking break!
I'm kind of getting on board with the hair thing. Like, you know, if she had let that heart go out to sea.
But how is she supposed to know
that
someone would come after a dead man's heart?
You gotta know these things.
It's not beating anymore. There's no blood coming through it.
You gotta think ahead.
But they use hearts in certain spells, right?
Why would anybody ever think they needed Jackson's heart?
Yeah, and hearts that are still, like, in your hand and beating, and I haven't, like, crushed it with my bare hand.
You're thinking about Once Upon a Time now.
Oh, am I thinking about Once Now? Sorry, it's just all meshing together, and I just don't understand why we can't let the dead just rest in peace.
I feel you, dude. Yeah. This was a tough episode at some points. I mentally had to, like, stay there and be like,
yeah.
You're okay, Roxy.
Thank you, Price. Jackson did deserve a break.
Yeah.
He's dead already. Give him a break.
Yeah, I agree. We have to move past it, though. Let's talk about when we are at the fight club. I don't know what else. What happened?
Katie, hug Tiana, please. She needs it.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
This is a very, very...
I didn't really know how strongly I felt about all this until I started talking.
We're very close panel. We can do the hugs in the middle. What happens here when we're at the fight club is that everybody starts coming after Haley. Davina, once again, looking out for Haley, gives Haley, you know, last week she looked out for Cammy, now she's looking out for Haley, gives Haley that heads up.
But she was so late on it again.
She kind of got knocked out.
Yeah. Right. What do you mean she was late on it?
She put it together and then she instantly got like, hey, you're not going anywhere, you're getting knocked out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, she called right as they were walking in the door.
But she couldn't help it. She was...
All right.
I was surprised that Cole was willing to knock Davina out. Like, that was his first thought process. Like, let's put you down. I'm going to put you down. And I was like, ooh, Cole.
Oh, no, wait. He knocked her out after the witches were already there for a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, she called Haley right as the witches were walking through the building. She should have called her, like, immediately.
Something happened.
You need that on speed dial.
I can't remember, but there was a scene. Something happened before she could do that.
Oh, so she wasn't able to call immediately.
Well, no, she did call immediately, but the witches, they're witches. So they got there really fast.
Yeah.
So she did call as soon as it happened. She's like, Haley, they're coming to kill you. And then she's like, yeah, turn around. Oh, they're here.
Cammy again, super quick to use the dark magic.
I really wanted her to use some of the fighting stuff because she was struggling with it.
Right.
And I was like, okay, this is the moment when she's going to, like, it's all going to click and she's going to have that anger and she's going to come out and get those witches. But vampires versus witches usually ends in the witch's favor anyway. So I didn't have too much faith in Cammy.
And she did try a little bit to help.
I like her use of the dark objects. She was kind of annoying me for a while with this obsession over them when... You know, stealing them, wanting them from Klaus and causing this problem. But I kind of like seeing what they do, and I want to see more of these dark objects come into play because I think they're interesting.
And we haven't seen a lot of them since season one. Mm.
You know what more, what else I want to see more of too is the Cammy waking up next to the beer bottles and Haley being like, next time we split them. I'm totally in for, what's a female bromance? Chickmance? Is there no word for that?
I think it's just BFF.
BFF? I'm totally in for Haley Cammy girl time. Oh my god, why has nobody thought of a word for this?
I'm pretty sure it's just besties, BFFs.
Yeah, but there's got
to
be like...
It's usually referred to as girls doing what a bromance is.
But yeah, like
what's
a gal-mance?
What's the opposite of bro? Chick?
Femance?
Chick. What's the opposite of bro? Chick, gal,
girl. Chat roll, let us know what you think.
Like, bro, I don't know. I'm stumped. But whatever, I'm into the two of them.
A cis-mance.
Huh? No? Like sisters, like, I think is the word.
Oh, I thought you were saying assistants. It's like, what?
Yeah, it sounds like you're trying. Like,
oh, wait. Somebody said womance.
Oh, womance. I like that.
Porno video.
No, Nicholas no. Kelly says homance. Come on, Nicholas Kelly.
Wifely duties.
What? All right. Yeah. I think
sorry,
everybody
I'm all like the
everybody
super
needs to take a moment. You guys need to take
there
a day are. To think about
there
it.
There we are, cismance.
You can tweet
a galmance.
I said galmance, didn't I say that? Okay. I like the beer thing. I like them sticking up for each other. That is what it is. What about how long it took Marcel to figure out to go get Jackson's heart versus how long Haley took to figure it out? Were you guys surprised that Marcel put these pieces together even?
I feel like Marcel just had more times to put it together because Haley, you know, had to deal with being attacked.
Yeah.
Marcel told her kind of what was going on, and then by the time she went to go tell her baby daddy and pseudo brother-in-law / lover what happened.
Are you talking about Klaus?
I'm talking about Klaus and Elijah. Well, Elijah is the brother-in-law / pseudo lover. In a way, because sometimes they have a thing for each other.
Klaus also is kind of the brother.
Kind of a brother-in-law, too, you know, and baby daddy.
Lover, yeah.
And lover. It's a complicated relationship over there.
Watch the show.
Yeah, by the time she went over there to tell those guys what happened and really think about it, I think that Marcel just, he had the information a lot longer than Haley did. Haley had to deal with, like, crap, people are trying to take my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he figured it out first. But I want to know who told him where it was buried.
Yeah, what was happening with that?
I think because Klaus found Haley there, too, I think there's probably a grave that says...
Yeah, but it's a big city and it's in the woods, so
maybe,
for him
maybe
to...
Maybe he's friendly, maybe yeah. He's been there before, like he went
yeah,
to...
Yeah, I know that he says, you know, this is my city, nothing happens without me knowing about it. That's why I'm just like,
well,
who told?
Well, maybe when she was burying it in the process, he, like, stopped by. We just
well,
didn't get to see
my
that.
Theory is that maybe one of the Michelson brothers tipped him off knowing about it. Since he is playing
Elijah.
double agent with Elijah right now for the Strix, did they just do it so that, you know, protect Haley at all costs, go get Jackson's heart?
Maybe.
Deal with the consequences later?
If Haley finds out that Marcel took it, what do we think she'll do?
I feel like we need to give Marcel the benefit of the doubt a little bit, just because I was saying that she was going to rip out his heart if he didn't come up with the solution, and I wouldn't put it past her to do that, because I was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I hope she gives him the benefit of the doubt.
I want to believe in Jackson a little bit, because lately there's been a lot of times where I've questioned his loyalty, and he's mm-hmm. always come out in the good with me for thinking of the Michelsons.
Mm-hmm.
But there is that little sliver of me that wouldn't be surprised if he took it on his own.
Well, because he keeps saying, too, I want to be unsired just as much as you do. So is it him trying to play the game and be on Aya's team, or does he really want to be unsired from them, too?
Well, I definitely think that anybody in their right mind would want to be unsired. When your life is dependent on somebody else's, that's a bad feeling. So, of course he wants to be unsired.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean he's betraying our family.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I love that I call them our family.
Our family.
All right, let's move over to the other side of the tracks real quick and talk about...
Oh, yeah. Davina probably could have told Marcel.
Yeah, people in there were saying Davina, Josh, all different thoughts about...
Can you locate an unbeating heart, I guess?
Maybe.
Like a locator spell?
Maybe. Let's go over to Aurora. Crazy Aurora. Did she... I could get so much slack for this, but did she dye her hair? Did she change her whole look, too?
I think her hair, maybe not necessarily just this episode, but from the beginning, I think it's a little bit more different.
Yeah.
It's like when we first met her, I think mm-hmm. it's a little bit more maroon red or something.
Yeah, and I think she cut it.
Yeah. She looks really, really good. Totally got those crazy eyes, though.
She's psycho.
I can't disagree. She is psycho, and luckily she doesn't have the best aim. So she goes, she takes Freya after Freya's been trying to locate her. Imagine trying to locate somebody and then having them show up where you are. Like, you thought you wanted to find her, Freya. You were wrong. You wanted to run from her. Did we ever, ever question if Freya would make it through this?
No.
Second. Well, go ahead, T.
Maybe. Maybe, because it would have been good inspiration for the brothers to really want to hurt Aurora if she had completed the task of killing Freya.
Okay.
Well, they've got a lot of inspiration already, too. Especially Klaus with this whole Cammy turning her into a vampire thing. And she's just crazy. And
yeah, but if she wanted to do kind of what she said she was going to do with Elijah, you know, they took her brother. So now if she were to take their sister. Mm-hmm. It's like that sibling thing.
Speaking of siblings, how do we feel about that Finn moment? Where she's
glad
like,
he helped her.
I'm glad he helped. Because sometimes he's not so nice.
But I think he's always going to be nice to her. Maybe not necessarily to Klaus and Elijah and maybe Rebecca. He's got some bad feelings with them. But he's always going to help Freya.
It's crazy that he was capable of helping in that situation. It makes me wonder, what else is he able to do from inside there?
Yeah.
And when is he coming out? That was really interesting. The other interesting Freya relationship was her issues tonight with Klaus. And them kind of going back and forth and her not feeling like she was part of the family and then her feeling like she was. I just feel like Klaus, you know, with him, it's tough love. You are newer to the team, Freya. How he treats Rebecca for the past 1,000 years is going to be different than he treats you.
But when she asked, is this the way you treated our other sister? I verbally out loud responded with yes.
Uh-huh, that's true.
Yeah.
I was watching the TV and I said, yes, that's how he treated Rebecca. Have you seen how he treats Elijah? Mm-hmm. This is how Klaus treats people. Does not matter who you are. At some point, he's going to be your best friend and you're going to be A-okay. With the flip of a switch, he's going to treat you like his enemy until you do what he wants from you.
It just depends on what he's trying to do, his little end game, his plans.
And where you fit in his plans and how much you can help him. But this is how Klaus treats family, so it feels like crap. But also, if he's not treating you like crap, that means he doesn't care, which means that you're not family. So in a way, he is doing his best version of showing her how much she actually means to him.
I agree. Let's talk a little bit about loophole number 2.
Okay.
Which is the White Oak bullets that managed to get shot into Elijah's heart, but not kill him.
It wasn't his heart.
Yeah.
Chest.
It got shot, like, right below in the center of rib cage right here.
He said, I can feel it getting closer with every beat. Close to his heart.
His heart because it travels. But if you get shot, like, right here in, like, your sternum, which they always stake people there and claim it's their heart, but your heart is actually, like, not straight up there. It's, like, other places. I don't think it was shot directly in the heart.
Mm-hmm. This is the problem when you take one of White Oak and you break it into 7 different bullets. If you just had the one, that was your goal. I thought this was really clever, actually, though, that the reason she wanted to kill Elijah was to put Tristan out of his misery. I never thought about that.
Yeah. That's actually a really nice sister.
Yeah.
Whatever. Go save him.
She's just going to swim across all the oceans until she finds him.
I mean, she could figure something out, but she just wants to... I don't know.
Do some sort of locator spell? Yeah. I know that he's cloaked or whatnot, but I feel like she could figure that out. Speaking of Elijah, guys, I'm sitting and I'm watching the episode, just, you know, casually here at the studio watching, and I look down, and there's this, I don't even know what this is, and it says on it, red door, and it's a red door. Are you serious? This is an opening red door. I was like, oh my God, Elijah's here. Somebody tried to tell me something, like, do I have secrets? Are they in the red door? What's behind the red door? Like, I lost it. Just had to throw that in there for you guys. Imagine my...
This is a true story, because when we got here, Roxy was like, guys, there's a red door. And Katie and I both looked at her like, where's the red door? She's like, right here,
The red door. freaked me out, totally. Klaus does a really good job saving two of his siblings today. Mazel tov to you, Klaus. You actually did this one right. Freya gets away, though, because Klaus hesitates to shoot her. Aurora. Aurora gets away.
Why?
I don't know.
My mom and I yelled at the TV. We're like, you're getting too close. You have a gun. You can stand where you are to shoot her. And as soon as he got closer, we knew it was going to, like, boom.
I'm not looking into that at all as a Klaus and Aurora thing.
It's because people in TV shows, when they finally have the kill shot, they have to gloat for that extra second because Aurora did it a couple seconds before that, and then he kind of got away from her.
No.
You got to gloat a little bit,
guys,
and then it's always gloat after they're dead.
I don't think you're being fair because he's not one to gloat. He usually just kills. We saw him drop somebody off the balcony at the beginning of the episode. He had sex with her. Oh. It's difficult to kill somebody you've slept with that you've once loved. Even if now you hate her, it takes that extra second to be like, okay, I can do this, I think. So I really don't know if he is capable of this. I do know that if somebody murders her, I want it to be him. He should get that kill shot. So I'm hoping that we go to that place at some point.
I think he could do it.
Or that we get her help. Girl needs help.
Oh,
I don't think there's helping her.
No, right. No, she's so far gone.
Yeah, she's that crazy ex, but she's also a vampire, so she's really never going away.
You know, what I found was interesting, too, is that she was a little nervous.
Definitely, when she was in the woods and she's looking around, she made that face.
She was scared in front of even Elijah, too. She looked a little shaky.
Who's crazier / who are we more afraid of? Because this team-up is coming. Aurora or Aya?
I think Aurora is crazier.
Get it?
I get it.
It was funny, right?
Yeah, it was.
Because you guys didn't laugh.
So. Ba-da-ding, dad jokes!
It was confusing whether it was funny or not when you don't laugh at my jokes. I saw you smiling, but, you know. Okay.
Sorry.
Thanks, Jonathan. Bummer. So, Katie, you think that it's Aurora.
Aurora's crazier, but Aya is kind of smart in her scary ways, which also scares me. I don't like the two of them teaming up. I don't think it's going to be good.
I'm more scared of Aya.
Yeah.
Just because she is, like you said, she's smart. I think that Aurora is so fixated by her love and a broken heart, and I don't know what really Aya's truly driven by, like Elijah screwed her over and she's been brainwashed, but we can see that Aya will stop at nothing and she's not going to hesitate for anything. And I think that Aurora's weakness is that she will hesitate in front of Klaus and Elijah and stuff.
Makes sense. I'm scared of both of them and think that the most horrifying thing is the two of them working together.
Yeah.
A common goal. That brings us, guys, to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, this is a news and gossip predictions, like, combined thing, because I don't know how to separate them. Everybody in the chat has been saying, Claroline. I'm not making that up. They really have been saying it the whole time. You guys know, I would like to just talk about Claroline, but they really would, too. Based on what happened on the Vampire Diaries this week, we are led to believe that Caroline is coming to New Orleans to see Klaus. First of all, oh my God, everything I ever wanted. I'd like to thank my mom, my dad, Michael Narducci, Julie Plec, you guys for sitting with me. Amazing, if that's true, but I don't know. But the bigger question is, what's happening next week? Like,
so I'm a little confused on, so what I've read about this crossover from IMDb and such is that Stefan's character on Vampire Diaries next week will go see Klaus, and he's basically luring Raina away from
in 3 years.
No, this is still in present day.
Okay.
So he's going there. And then for the originals part of the crossover, on the originals episode, Stefan will be in New Orleans. So it doesn't say anything about any other characters really crossing over from what I've read on, like, Entertainment Weekly and IMDb. But at the end of Vampire Diaries, it is 3 years in the future, and Caroline's saying, we're going to see a friend. And since the originals is not 3 years ahead, like Vampire Diaries is at times, it's confusing to see who she's going to see, because it can mean one of two things. One, either they ruined this and we know that the originals all survive what's happening right now with them,
the
with
prophecy.
This whole Aurora and prophecy, or it means that we're led to believe Caroline's going to New Orleans to see Klaus, but it's actually someone else.
Yeah, like she met somebody else within these next 3 years that's a friend in New Orleans.
In addition, at the end of Vampire Diaries, it said, next week, 2-hour crossover. But at the end of the originals, it didn't say anything about a crossover, and it had a preview that had all original stuff. Aya had the brothers, Tristan was back, and the Sire line seemed to be broken. That's what we saw.
Here is the plot on IMDb for the originals next week. The unexpected arrival of Stefan Salvatore may be the key to helping Freya rescue Klaus and Elijah from a magical trap.
I was just going to say, when they're captured, Stefan's going to come in then and help them get out.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm definitely excited for whatever it is. I'm always down for a crossover. When we talked to Michael last season, he says he likes to play with more toys in his sandbox. So let's have some fun playing with the Vampire
Diaries.
I really
hope that Caroline and Klaus somehow end up in a scene together.
Caroline.
Just from everything I'm reading, it only mentions Stefan and Klaus each going to each other's shows. It doesn't mention any of the other characters being involved.
Listen, T. I've been waiting years already. I'm in this for the long haul.
I just don't want
I'll
you
wait
to
as
be
long as it takes.
Upset if it doesn't happen.
I intend to make you my last. So, you know, I'm waiting.
The very end of the series, both of them.
Yeah, I intend to be your last is something that you don't just say. It's there.
You know, it's interesting, too, because I've been rewatching Vampire Diaries because I just love the show so much. And when Klaus was kind of courting Caroline a little bit, he was so much more forward about it than he was with Cammy. Awesome. But
mm-hmm. All right. Awesome. People in the chat have mixed feelings on Caroline.
I still love Camille.
Okay.
You love fine. STDs? What?
Yeah. I know. No. Like that. Guys, any other predictions for next week?
Just can't wait for the crossover.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel the same way.
This is what we've all been waiting for all freaking season, so it better freaking deliver, and I'm going to say freaking one more time.
Because you're Tiana freaking Hobson.
Tiana freaking Hobson, damn it.
And speaking of which, T, where can everybody keep up with you until then?
Keep up with me at the Tiana Hobson.
Katie?
You guys can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with three E's. Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I have a vlog.
How come you giggle when you say it? Just because
you're
cute?
I don't know, because I think Tiana's dancing next to me.
I always start dancing and I stare.
We got to go out with the rocker hands.
Perfect.
Can you rock out to the AfterBuzz song? Yeah, I guess so. There we go. Jonathan! Guys, I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me at Roxy Stryer. You can find us everywhere. AfterBuzzTV, AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, iTunes, SoundCloud. I can't wait until next week for the crossover. We'll see you guys then.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.